welcome to the Child of the Library podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, even though you might be asking yourself, Mareike, you just uploaded last week, what is happening? I thought you only make episodes every other week. And yes, you are totally correct with that. But it might happen that every now and then I have a topic that I want to talk about as soon as possible, and it might not fit in with the theme for the next episode. So I'm trying this out this week, but the podcast will definitely be a shorter version than usual. So what I want to talk about with you today is poetry. I have to admit, I'm not the biggest in consuming poetry. I have 3 collections, one of Robert Frost and 2 of Amanda Lovelace. The first because I heard some really great quote of his poems in movies, and the latter because I heard about her collections on BookTube. But I didn't dive deep into their work yet. For some reason, poetry, and especially modern poetry, hasn't found its way into my life on a larger scale. I don't know if we have to come back to the already well-known high school topic for this, but well, I think we have to though, because to be honest, for most of us, this was probably the time when we had most contact with that form of writing. And yes, I think we should address this because we spent such a long time in school. For most of us, 12 to 13 years, and that makes... Oh god, I just realized that I cannot say, for me this means the half of my lifetime anymore, because I'm officially over that border. Oh, this is hilarious. Okay, minor life crisis happening here, let's move on. So in school, here in Germany, at least for me, you do not get to dive into modern poetry. You only learn the classics, and you even have to learn them by heart. This can be kind of nice, for example, when you've got some grandparents that you want to impress upon the next Sunday dinner when reciting all verses of Herr von Ribbeck of Ribbeck im Havelland. Not gonna lie, I'm not as prepared for this spontaneous episode as I usually am, but I shortly before recording this looked up how this poem is called in English. It is Squire von Ribbeck at Ribbeck in Havelland, just throwing some random information out there. Anyways, so these poems are not reflective of what the youth grows up with, so automatically you associate poems to not be relevant for you. And while I totally get that these old poems are a piece of intellectual wealth here in Germany, I think that modern poems should definitely be on the agenda for classes as well. So you might be wondering, why am I suddenly reminiscing about this topic? Well, you might have heard in my previous episodes that I mentioned a YouTuber called Ariel Bissett. I have known her for many years, but I just started to watch her videos this year, and I stumbled upon a documentary that she produced as part of her master's graduation. First of all, very impressed with the whole project and making your own documentary and conduct all these expert interviews, etc. Secondly, it really opened my eyes to what is currently happening with poetry on social media and what impact it has. I will not go into too much detail about it because I highly recommend you watch the documentary for yourself. It is not that long, about 50 minutes, and if you type in hashtag poetry documentary on YouTube, you will find it on Ariel Bissett's channel. So this sparked me thinking about poetry in my life, or let's better say why it has not been a huge part of my life from some point on, because I remember that I always liked writing poetry for school when we were asked to do so, but I was always very interested in learning and creating, so I bet a lot of my classmates back then were totally uninterested in this because the topics of the poems were always so irrelevant for them. I have heard recently that one of my favorite music bands has been a lot into poetry when they grew up, which totally explains why their songs always sound so lyrical and work so much with like metaphors and create pictures in your head. So yes, this is my train of thought. Highly recommend Ariel's channel, highly recommend to check out more modern poetry. Also, highly recommend to check out some of the poetry hashtags, accounts and poetry collections she mentions. And we will hear from each other next week. I hope that until then, we discover the words on our shelves and in our hearts. Bye!